Love Talk Radio.
Yeah, you got the right show. You got the right show. Hello. Hello, world. This is me and Frankie. He's still alive, hiding in my place. How's everything? Hope all's well. I hope you're just raising your vibration and not worrying about nothing. No thing. Empty. Hey, guess what, guys? We're good. And girls, we're going to do a meditation. You know, I've never talked about myself, and I don't know whether I should or not. I'm embarrassed. Well, I'm humble. That's it. So, hey, what can I say? Uh-oh. Stop. Okay, Frankie, I know. Okay, you keep quiet. Okay, guys. Oh, Frankie, I said no. He doesn't listen. Hold on. Hold on. Frankie's got to go. Because we're going to do a meditation later. Wait, we're going to talk. Guess who's our guest? Today is Plato. I like Plato. I wish I could swear, but I don't know if it would be proper for me to swear in this case. But better not. Okay. I'll tell you a little bit what they said about me, and it's not me talking, okay? It's other people were saying. Dr. Fela Goodstein, known as Dr. Feelgood, which I've been written up in many newspapers as Dr. Feelgood, is helping to raise your energy to a higher level of awareness through love and laughter. Dr. Fela, this is... I performed for judges, and one of the judges had said, Dr. Fela is obviously a going concern. She's a person of enormous energy, enthusiasm, and dynamism, with apparently an unlimited optimism. Thank you, Judge Donald Bowman. I have shared the healing power of laughter play alongside the legendary comedian Steve Allen on the late night television while millions of viewers laughed along. We highly recommend Dr. Fela's work. This is from the Woman's Network. We highly recommend Dr. Fela's work and hope that other groups will have the opportunity to benefit as we did. Suzanne Warren from Women's Network. And if you get a group together, when you do get a group together, call me at 1-800-333-LAFF, which stands for 5233, and I thank thee. Yeah, I do workshops all over the world. Call me and we will discuss it, and my secretary will too. Next, has helped couples embrace not only their better halves, but also themselves. Another person said this, a wild woman who knows no bounds, particularly when it comes to people helping themselves. Call in now, okay? It's 347-826-7154. Maybe I should say that a little slower. Yeah. 347-826-7154. If you can't call during a show, I would advise you to call the 800 number, 333-5233. I also have an email, dr.humor@att.net, and I will answer your request on, if you have a problem. This is, if you want to call, email me, don't have to put a name on there. and I will answer it the next Monday. How's that sound? Sounds good to me. I don't know about you. I got this in my email, and I don't know whether to do it, if I could swear. I don't think children are listening, but okay, I'll tell you. This is on my email and my Facebook. The key to happiness is to stop giving a fuck. Excuse my language. Forgive me. That's not my word. But there's some truth in it. Yeah. Okay, here, let's go with Plato. Let's go with Plato. I like to rhyme. This is 17 of Plato's most famous quotes. Plato, I want to share them. They can give us, help us improve our lives. It's time. It's time. Plato was a philosopher, just like me, as well as a mathematician in classical Greece. He was considered an essential figure in the development of philosophy, especially the Western tradition, and he founded the Academy in Athens, the first institution of higher learning in the Western world. Along with Socrates and his most famous student, Aristotle, Plato laid the foundation of Western philosophy and science. Now, Plato's dialogues have been used to teach a range of subjects, including philosophy, logic, ethics, religion, and mathematics. His lasting themes include Platonic love, the theory of forms, the five regimes, innate knowledge, among others. His theory of forms launched a unique perspective in abstract objects and led to a school of thought called Platonism. I like that, Platonism. That's good. I think it will be really useful for all of us to learn more about Platonism because it includes, what does it include? It includes theories that can help us rethink our social life and improve ourselves of inspiring stories, Plato's famous quotes. One. Wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools because they have to say something. Two, do not train a child to learn by force or harshness, but direct them to it by what amuses their minds, so that you may be better able to discover with accuracy the peculiar bent of the geniuses of each. The soul, number three, takes nothing with her to the next level but her education and her culture. At the beginning of the journey for the next world, one's education and culture can either provide the greatest assistance or act out as the greatest burdens, in that the person who has just died. Number four. Hey, my cat wants to listen to this too, by the way. Mike, get off the table, okay? Thank you. Okay, we're back. You know what? I just want to say something. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. No joke. Okay. Number four, an empty vessel makes the loudest sound, so that they have the least wit are the greatest babblers about people and their behavior and about love. Love is a serious mental disease. Phaedrus, I don't know, about people and their behavior. Never discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. Human behavior flows from three main forces: desire, emotion, and knowledge. There are two things a person should never be angry at: what they can help and what they cannot. 9. There are three classics of men: lover of wisdom, lovers of honor, and lovers of gain. 10. People are like dirt. They can either nourish you and help you grow as a person, or they can stunt your growth and make you wilt and die. 11. You know, the greatest wealth is to live content with little. 12. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Okay, we're going to talk about politics, laws, and war. And this is to do with you-know-who. Okay, Plato. 13. Good people do not need laws to tell them to act respectfully, while bad people will find a way around the laws. 14. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. 15. A hero is born among 100. A wise man is found among 1,000. But an accomplished one might not be found even among 100,000 people. 16. Only the dead have seen the end of war. Wow. 17. One of the penalties of refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors. Wow. Okay, and then we turn the page, and we got, that's the end. How many, 20? 17. So we did the 17. Hope all is well with you guys. Live in the moment. That's the secret. There's a saying, and I know it's hard. One day I will say, do nothing, accomplish everything. Amazing. Wow. Okay. So succeed by staying in the present. I'm not going to do the meditation today because. What do I have to tell you why? Because it's going to be a good one. And we are going to talk about 5 techniques to quiet the mind, your mind. Because overthinking leads to negative thoughts. It's true. Oh, it's true, true, true. Okay. Peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. That's a hard one, let me tell you. I'm talking about me. Okay. This is Thinking Humanity. In many ways, the uncontrolled mind resembles a 5-year-old child wanting to run amok through the city streets, only able to sit still for a few seconds before getting the urge to jump up again. If you allow your brain to continuously run a mile a minute without even interjecting, it will only press on with the madness until you discover that your mind has slowly become a prison. Yes. Now, however, you can actually free your mind, even if it seems impossible in the beginning. Humans are very adaptable creatures and can pick up on new habits throughout their lives. So in this way, our brains become rewired because we have installed a new operating system in our minds. Chaos. So to create a peaceful mind, you just need to revert back to your original nature of harmony and balance. Sounds difficult? Well, here are some effective techniques to help you regain control of your mind again. Techniques to Quiet the Mind. Here we go. Number one. Yeah. Want to call in? 347-826-7154. Okay, here we go. Focus on the positive aspects of yourself and your surroundings. It's amazing. Just last week I read this and I can't believe this. Negative people don't want the solution. Can you believe this? I can't. So here we go again. I just got distracted from this. Focus on the positive aspects of yourself and surroundings. In short, we have collectively created the mass disorder and confusion we observe around us on a daily basis with our thoughts. We have allowed negative thinking to prevail for many millennia. So, the physical world is merely a product of our thoughts. By simply shifting your focus to what makes you happy or what you're thankful for, you can start to retrain your mind to think about positivity. Consequently, you will start to feel more peaceful since you no longer put so much emphasis on the negativity you perceive within yourself and elsewhere. Remember, energy flows where action goes. You can achieve peace by creating awareness behind your thoughts. Number two, repeat peaceful words to yourself throughout your day. Pay attention to your brain. At this very moment, what kind of thoughts do you observe? Most likely you will notice that the majority of your thoughts center around what you have to do today, or what someone said that made you angry, or even degrading thoughts about yourself. Don't feel bad. Though, with so much negativity around us, maintaining a consistent positive mindset isn't always easy. So, however, you can actually counter the negative, stress-inducing thoughts with simple, peaceful words. Anytime you feel a bout of anxiety coming on, introduce calming words into your awareness, such as, tranquility, calm, peaceful, serenity, light, love, relaxing breeze, beach. The last two words in this sequence, describe scenery. Which you can do as well as it makes you feel peaceful. Words carry a lot of meaning and power, so use them to your advantage whenever you feel stressed out. Okay, meditate on a regular basis. This is what we're going to do next week because how much time I have. Okay, we got to do meditate next week, next Monday. Yay. We suggest meditation a whole lot on our website for a good reason. When we meditate, you stop the flow of thoughts bombarding your consciousness every second and instead move into a space where stillness takes precedence. Well, you don't have to turn off your brain to meditate. Many people feel that their thoughts slow down incredibly, and then they can observe themselves much easier with controlled breaths and closed eyes. Meditation simply brings awareness into the body and makes it much easier to cope with daily challenges. If you want to cultivate more peace in your mind and life, start meditating. Or sitting quietly, focusing on nothing but your breath for at least 10 minutes a day on a daily basis. You'll find that adopting a more peaceful mindset becomes much more attainable. And, of course, we're going to talk about living in the now the next time. But number four, live in the here and now. Yeah. Yeah. Forget about the errands you have to run tomorrow after work, or the bills you have to pay next week, or the uncertainty of your future that you haven't even gotten to yet. When you let thoughts like these ruminate, it can cause great dis-ease within the body and even lead to anxiety, depression, chronic stress, and other serious problems. Most anxiety is caused by simply living in a time other than the one we have right now. So bring yourself back to the present. You're listening to me. Whenever you feel your thoughts taking you elsewhere, by allowing yourself to flow from one moment to the next, just as you did as a child, So will. What's this here? As a child, you will. That's all I'm going to say is you will, because I don't know what to say next. Number five, leave the city for a while and reconnect with nature. Nature, oh, please believe me. Nature is the ultimate. This could mean going on your lunch break in a nearby park or going on a vacation to get away from the stress of daily life. Anything you can do to strengthen your bond with nature will greatly benefit your mind and help you remember that we create most stress we feel in our mind and body. We originated in a place of pure harmony, and most of what we see around us is just a very persistent illusion. Remember that nature doesn't struggle through life, and you don't have to either. Don't get too caught up with the trivial matters of the material world, because you won't find peace in numbers or possessions. Truthfully, peace resides within your heart already. But Mother Earth can help you remember this, providing solace from the strains of modern society. And there's no Wi-Fi in the forest. But I promise you, find a better connection. I'm finding Wi-Fi is quite dangerous now, and I don't like that idea. So check on Wi-Fi, because it is electric, onic, and people are getting sick. So that is what I'm going to say today. And I want to play a bit of music for you guys. And we're going to do meditation next week. And please, please stay cool, because we're going to put on, not Frankie, let's put on some nice, soft, romantic, relaxing music. Yes. Here we go. Well, you heard that one before. Maybe you won't like this song. Oh yeah, you will.
Like a willing dream, walking through my tired life.
Listen to these words, man.
Inside
of you,
and the
world was wider than it used to be. I believe there's nothing I get to say. There's nothing I got to do. Fall in love with you all, soul. Love's infinity. Jake, everybody, shine with me, you souls. That's all you are. Remember that. Into my deepest night. Woohoo! Keep our lives to be on time.
When I see you, same old guy seems so clear to me.
Just our daughter, then it's nothing I got to say to you guys. Nothing I got to do. Fall in love with you, all you souls. Love, everybody. If someone wants to start a fight with you, just say, I love you. And then they feel stupid. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
To fall in love with all you souls. Believe it's loving just with you. And come shine with me. Let's do it. Let's get that vibration up. Yeah. I believe. He believes. I believe. There's nothing I gotta do. Love with all you souls. Believe it's the ability that you take a chance to shine with me. Believe nothing I got to say. No, 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 no. Yeah, 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 yeah. You souls. Believe your ability. Try a good chance and come fly with me. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Look it. If you're getting sick of Frankie, tell me, because comment on it. If you're sick of Frankie, I'll get another music to start off. Hey, God bless everybody. Until next week, you're going to be so excited because you're going to feel so good after this meditation. Yes, 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 and I'm not a liar. I'm honest. I think they cut me off. Did you cut me off yet? Hey, thank you, Mr. Levy, for putting me on that I was interested. And thank you to the lady who said I listened to her program. This, I thank you for putting me on, but I've never heard anything. I don't know you people. You've never told me about your radio shows here on Blog Talk. But I thank you for using me. That's a good one, Mary. That makes me feel good. Dr. Feel Good. Oh, yeah. Okay. Dr. Feel No Good sometimes either. Okay. Bye-bye. Love you all.